You have seen how a man was made a slave. You shall see how a slave was made a man. I have often wished myself a beast or a bird, anything rather than a slave. I was wretched and gloomy beyond my power to describe. I was too thoughtful to be happy. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. This struggle may be a moral one, or it may be a physical one, and it may be both, but it must be a struggle. This is American slavery. No marriage, no education. The light of the gospel shut out from the dark mind of the bondman, and he is forbidden by law to even learn to read. I heard my master say, if you teach that black man how to read, there would be no keeping him. It would forever unfit him to be a slave. These words sank deep into my heart and called into existence an entirely new train of thought. It was a new and special revelation, explaining dark and mysterious things with which my youthful understanding had struggled with. From that moment, I understood the pathway from slavery to freedom. I now resolve that, however long I might remain a slave in form, the day had passed forever when I could be a slave in fact. Slaveholders are only a band of successful robbers who went into Africa stealing and reducing my people to slavery. I had a right to liberty against every obstacle, even against the lives of our enslavers. No man can be truly free whose liberty is dependent upon the thought feeling, and actions of others, and who has himself no means in his own hands for guarding, protecting, defending, and maintaining that liberty. Everybody has asked the question, what shall we do with the Negro? I have had but one answer from the beginning. Do nothing with us. Your doing with us has already played the mischief with us. Do nothing with us. In Ireland, I have seen no one degraded by me or made to feel that he or she would be exalted by keeping me down. Amongst them all, I saw no one that seemed to be shocked or disturbed by my dark presence. The warm and generous cooperation contrasted so strongly with my long and bitter experience in the United States. I can truly say I have spent some of the happiest moments of my life since landing in this country. I seem to have undergone a transformation. I live a new life. In thinking of America, I find myself admiring her blue sky, her grand old woods, her fertile fields, her beautiful rivers and lakes, and her star-crowned mountains. But my rapture is soon checked, my joy turned to mourning. I remember that all is cursed with the infernal spirit of slaveholding. America will not allow her children to love her. The white man's happiness cannot be purchased by the black man's misery. The persecuted red man, the original owners of the soil, escaped before the footsteps of the white man and has disappeared from the face of the country. Not so with the black man. For more than 200 years, we have been identified with its soil, under the bitterest circumstances of slavery. We can be remodified, changed, and assimilated, but never extinguished. We are here. There is not a man beneath the canopy of heaven that does not know that slavery is wrong for him. Between the Christianity of this land and the Christianity of Christ, I recognize the widest possible difference. I love the pure, peaceable, and impartial Christianity of Christ. I therefore hate the corrupt slaveholding, women whipping, cradle plundering, partial and hypocritical Christianity of this land. I regarded them with contempt and scorn, too deep for utterance, and my soul revolted at their mean and selfish conduct. The slave auctioneer's bell and the church-going bell chime in with each other. and the bitter cries of the heartbroken slave are drowned in the religious shouts of his pious master. I believe no man, however gifted, can voice the wrongs and present the demands of women with the skill and power of woman herself. Her right to be and to do is as full, complete, and perfect as the right of any man on earth. I say of her, as I say of the colored people, give her fair play. And hands off. What to the American slave is your 4th of July? I answer, a day that reveals to him more than all other days in the year the gross injustice and cruelty to which he is the constant victim. The 4th of July is yours, not mine. You may rejoice, I must mourn. Allow me to say, in conclusion, notwithstanding the dark picture I have this day presented of the state of the nation, I do not despair of this country, drawing encouragement from the Declaration of Independence, the great principles it contains, and the genius of American institutions. I, therefore, leave off where I began. With hope.